we've seen a lot of movement very recently in the world of AI, talking about artificial intelligence, not Allen Iverson. And it's bringing up a lot of questions about where the government needs to step in, where we are with regulation, where we need to be with regulation in a field that's moving very, very quickly. So I wanted to get caught up with Dr. Andrew Schwartz over at LSU to talk about this. Dr. Schwartz, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it. This is a real important subject that we need to be talking about.
It absolutely is. We do a segment on the show called Cup of Tech Gumbo, where we speak with Haggai Davis every week. We talk about AI a lot. And one of the things that I'm able to take away from that segment is that if we're not out in front before things get moving, you fall behind very, very quickly. So I want to start with the most basic question. What's the role of the federal government when it comes to where we should be on regulation here?
Okay, and I think this is a really important way to start this conversation, right? You have to start by really thinking about who's the regulatory body that has to really consider the different elements that when it comes to AI. If you look at the EU, for example, they've really come out in front of it, and they've really outlined a series of different expectations when it comes to AI. But when it comes to our federal government, I've been advocating for the government to come out and really start to outline some policies to ensure that we're competitive as a country and that we're really leading the way. And you've seen some movement already along that way. You see, like, for example, with the CHIPS Act. The CHIPS Act says that if you're going to use AI, that the chips that are going to be on the hardware have to be manufactured in the country. And I think that's a real important first step to make sure that the integrity of the data in our companies stays sound, right? But there's still a long way to go when it comes to that. And what's really interesting is I've been studying tech for over 20 years. I've never really seen tech in this kind of way come out and ask to be regulated. They recognize that the speed of this is quick, and they need some guardrails in place.
Not just the speed, but the power, This is so overwhelming when it comes to, yes, our data is one thing. Yes, what we're being fed from a sales perspective is one thing. But what scares the heck out of me, Dr. Schwartz, is the deep fakes and the impacts on our decision making because of that.
And you're not alone, and that's one of the concerns that I have as well, right? They say that this election may be the TikTok election or the AI election with regards to what we're seeing around deep fakes, because it really is hard to determine really what is true and what's not true when we see this on the internet. And we tend to look at our decisions through an echo chamber, so we tend to seek out information that aligns with what we already know to be true. So there has to be a long way around that when it comes to deep fakes and particularly around things like copyright protection as well.
Oh, yes. Whoa, 100% on that front. So let's bring it back to that original question, though, is who should be handling this? Is there an individual agency that needs to take this on? I mean, because you could be talking about one of many different areas where you're talking about the FCC or Homeland Security. Like, who would this fall under?
And I think that what you're seeing is a lot of the foreign governments going and really looking at this more broadly and when it comes and creating new agencies, not only around AI, but really, if reflectively, we need to kind of start to think about things like privacy at a personal level, how we regulate social media, how we create regulatory frameworks around all of tech. I think if we look at this past weekend, I'm not sure if any of you got caught up in the recent airline debacle, right, around Microsoft's issue. What that really shows you an overdependence upon one particular vendor, right? That one vendor can take down the economy and strand people for days on end. I share those concerns when we think about AI. If you look at, for example, how ChatGPT has taken over the market so strongly, where now it's even in bed with Apple and it's going to be on our iPhones. They've created their own search engine yesterday. So you see really that there's a chance for this really to create some interesting dynamics. And I don't think that this can be looked at through the lens of the FTC because I don't think they necessarily have the power to do that. Mm-hmm. Then we start to look at issues of M&A, and we look at power and whether or not we should think about breaking some of these AI companies up. And you see this with Alphabet right now. But if you look at Alphabet, for example, and what they're wrestling with, whether they should be broken up, look at the protracted period of time that they're going through to really the Justice Department is trying to look through these issues. It's not something that's easy to disentangle.
Right.
So I think given how reliant we are in tech, we're going to need a new agency to really begin to wrestle through these issues.
Okay, so now we're at a different sort of crossroads here because creating new agencies, what we've seen in recent history is that doesn't, that is short term, but even that can morph in the long term. I mean, for example, Homeland Security, TSA, these sorts of things, they're all looking at needing some level of a revamp right now. But you're right. There's no way to fold AI under one individual agency. Let me ask this question instead. How much do you trust our Congress and our Senate? I mean, the U.S. Senate average age of a U.S. senator is 65.3. How much do you trust them to get it right when it comes to creating an agency that would, I mean, it's, you know, I know I'm showing my age here, but you're talking about people that didn't know how to program their VCRs.
No, the reason I'm laughing is because I share your concerns, right?
Yeah.
Whether or not they have the ability, right, to do this. I do share your skepticism towards the ability to do so. I guess the pragmatic and the operational are two different issues, right? That we know that kind of strategically that's what's needed. But whether or not I trust the individual senators to really understand that's going to be an issue.
So where do we go from there?
What I'm trying to outline is where I think we need to go, right? And if you listen to Elon Musk and you listen to Zuckerberg and you listen to all of them come up on Capitol Hill, you're going to start to hear them start to outline very self-serving kind of approaches to how this needs to be regulated. So what I've been advocating for is really a private public kind of sector approach to this, where we can really start to get not only the companies in the room, but also the senators, all the agencies together to really push this forward. And you see the White House, you know, they put out a Bill of Rights around AI,
yeah.
But it's not going far enough. And I'm concerned about our own safety as we move forward with these things.
Okay, so now you've got, and I know we're getting out of your field here because we're moving from AI to politics, but now you're talking about politics and ego and giving deference to others' opinions. Like, it's Elon Musk can have his take, and, you know, I opened up Facebook a couple days ago and noticed that my search bar already has Meta AI built into the search now.
Absolutely.
So whether you're talking about Elon, whether you're talking about Meta, whether you're talking about Google, like you've got a bunch of different players here whose opinions and contributions are going to have to be self-serving, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. But we need a third party to call balls and strikes here, right?
Okay.
We need someone out there who's going to advocate for the consumer. And this doesn't fall under the Consumer Protection Agency for sure. Or the FTC, right? As well as putting guardrails on for business. And one of my, and you brought up deep fakes as well, and this is the reason why it gets so complicated, because one of my other concerns is the role of foreign governments in investing in these kind of systems as well, right? Yeah. When you look at a stock like NVIDIA, which is, you know, I could retire if I'd invested in that one, right? You see one company that's playing a real dominant role in that. Well, what's going to happen with that? How are we going to handle these chips? NVIDIA is having the power now to basically tell people if they don't want to work with them to walk out because they have the power with these chips right now. So these are really complicated kind of issues when it comes to not only the hardware, but the software, copyright, safety, bias, and all the everything above, when it comes to these issues.
I hate to even ask this question, but there's a level of irony and comedy. And is it possible that the only way to get an objective third party here is to do it via AI?
Really interesting question. So, it's funny you asked that question. So, I taught a class in AI, and I asked my students. I said, "Well, what if I used AI to grade your papers?"
Right.
And one of my students said, "Well, what if I wrote AI to write my paper?" And we got into a conversation around AI grading itself, right? In a certain sense, there is something to be learned about the power of AI when it comes to some of those issues. So should AI regulate AI? Of course not. I mean, that we of course know that that's not true. Does AI have a role in helping us to define these things? Absolutely. AI kind of at its core can think more broadly than we can as human beings.
Got just a couple minutes left with Dr. Andrew Schwartz. I want to get out your crystal ball for this next part here and kind of look into the future a little bit. Do you see this happening within like a real regulation? A real look at regulation, with all the players involved and a potential objective third party involved who understands the whole game. Do you see that happening within the next year, the next two?
I would like to be optimistic about it and say yes. And the reason why is the speed is happening so quickly, I think it's like the recent thing over the week, the recent event over the weekend has shown us really the power of tech. And you look at there's things are starting to line up. You see the Surgeon General starting to talk about age gating social media. I'm hopeful that it's not going to take a big event that's going to push there to be legislation. But I do know that it's the role of the federal government to do this, in my opinion, rather than the state government. I don't think the state can really grapple with these issues and set up the boundaries it's going to take for it to be successful.
There's a part of this that we haven't talked about yet. We got Dr. Andrew Schwartz from LSU on with us talking about AI. And I'll get back to you went the positive side. We'll get to the pessimistic side in just a second if I had time to back sure. in. But I want to make sure that we're cautious enough to, if we're going to put down regulations on AI and where it's headed, we need to at least acknowledge that there are so many positives to be had here. There's so much advancement for our society that is just at our fingertips. We don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one thing. I've been traveling the state for the past 18 months. And one of my takeaways, I call myself a techno-optimist, because what I see happening even with in our state makes me so proud to be a citizen here. I'm looking at a company like Steins, who's using AI for inventory management. You have BASF looking at AI with chemicals. Mm-hmm. At LSU, we have professors looking at deep drug relationships. We're able to find potential cures for cancer that we never have been able to in forever, new combinations of drugs and being able to solve these issues. I'm talking with people in the coast around using AI to help us potentially regain some of our coastline. We're looking at AI and poverty to see what we do to reduce poverty. There's amazing things that are happening across the state with AI. And what I really don't want to happen is us to regulate it to the point where we really watch other countries take off further than us. And I've even said I'd love to see our state position itself from a business perspective so that people look at the other 49 look at us and say, what's going on down the bayou? Because in such an optimistic way.
Well, and we are showing areas where we can advance. I mean, in Louisiana or LSU specifically, on the cybersecurity front has been phenomenal. So tech in Louisiana don't necessarily have to be two separate issues here. So why not us?
Absolutely right, and that's why I'm trying to really advocate for AI education from cradle to grave. I think education is going to go a long way towards this, where we understand, look, AI is not this dystopian future where we have the robots going to take over the world. There's some real opportunities here, and I always tell this personal story. My son is 17 years old, and my wife and I went to dinner one night, and he's a real AI geek, and I came back, and you talk about deepfakes. I said, what did you do when we're at dinner? He said, oh, I created my own LLM. I said, what are you trying to do? And he said, I'm trying to look at deepfakes. I said, well, how good is it? He said, I'm at about 75% right now at 17. I mean, that's incredible. Imagine if we unleash this innovation potential in this younger generation that is so eager to learn about AI. There's an optimism that I have here for what we could really do.
Yes, absolutely. For what we can do, it's just a matter of will we do it. You know what? I'm absolutely loving this discussion, but we are just straight up out of time. Got to get you back on in the very near future to pick it back
anytime.
Up and continue. No, absolutely.
This is a great conversation.
Thank you. He is Dr. And likewise, he is Dr. Andrew Schwartz from LSU. I appreciate a couple minutes.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good day.
You too.